Greetings, Flag Ranch members and friends. Thank you for joining me for another edition of Fine Points, and welcome back. Yesterday was another day that the Lord had made, and I was glad to be in it and see as many of you as I did. Sister Dumas and Brother Heath were again in attendance, which is always a blessing. A reminder that Women's Day is the fourth Sunday in May, and Sister Mary Rory is the program chairperson. I am hoping and encouraging all to cooperate and work with her to help make this program something God will be pleased with, because it will be here sooner than we think. The NAACP held their Woman of the Year program in the Fellowship Hall Saturday evening. I want to extend a special thank you to Deacon Collins, Shakita Rory, and Melanie Eddy, and any others on behalf of the church for anything you did to help accommodate them. I am still encouraging everyone who has not accessed and updated their online profile to do so as soon as possible. I am available along with Sister Collins, Sister Willie Jordan, and Valinda Jordan to help you if you need assistance. Our annual meeting will be Saturday, May 19th at 2 o'clock p.m. So mark your calendar and note the change in the time. The Union County Union Cooperative Training Institute is going on this week here at Flag Branch and will continue through Thursday. There will be teaching and training available for everyone in the church. Let's be gracious hosts and make plans to attend. Our men's breakfast will be held Saturday at 8:30 a.m. in the Fellowship Hall. We will continue discussing the changes we talked about at our last meeting. All men are welcome and encouraged to attend. I will be in revival at Friendship Missionary Baptist Church in Monroe beginning Monday, May 21st through Thursday, May 24th. I am asking the church to come out on Thursday on the final night of the revival, but you are welcome to come any or all of the other nights as well. Please take time to go by and look at some of the information that is presented at the health table and bulletin board. The information is designed to help us all better manage our health. A health workshop is tentatively scheduled for Saturday, June the 2nd, which I believe will be very good for everyone in the church. I will keep you informed as plans become finalized. And now a few final thoughts from yesterday's message, Made in Christ Jesus. God is obviously a master craftsman or maker of things, which is evident by just opening our eyes to see all the things that have been made. And when it comes to his people and those he chooses to save, he is no less purposeful and masterful in his design for them. He has chosen to create or make them in Christ Jesus. Those who are made in Christ Jesus can only turn out to be people dedicated to doing good works. These people and their good works were preordained or determined by God before he laid the foundation of the world. If we find ourselves unable or unwilling to do the works of God, it is because we are not made in Christ Jesus. All of our good works are tainted by the flesh until we are made over in Christ Jesus. This is why Jesus said we must be born again, which means to be born from above. God's design in Christ Jesus begins by sanctifying, self-correcting process that brings us to a point where good works that God has ordained we should live by becomes as natural for us as walking, talking, and breathing. Wakanda, the imaginary East African nation, is highly technically advanced because of a particular resource it possessed for many generations that no one else had. They can make things superior and far better than anyone else. God is like that nation. He can make us far better than we or anyone else can make ourselves. Anyone who is made in Christ Jesus will be exactly what God intended and designed for his people to be. If we are made in any other place or means, we are hopelessly defective and unfit for the kingdom of God. I hope you will take time to listen to the sermon again. Consider these things and leave a comment on my blog. Well, that's all for now. Have a good week, and I hope to see you at the Institute this week or Sunday, if not before, if the Lord so wills. So until then, blessings and peace.